Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will
go
be
back
born,
right now,
and your life will never remain the same again. Please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to be together on the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. I strongly believe something eternal is going to happen to somebody tonight, because each time God's word comes, you enter into joy, you enter into fulfillment, and you see God's word create a destiny for you. But before we go into the word of God tonight, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful tonight in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise, because you are faithful. Thank you so much because of the power of the written and the spoken word of God. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, speak to us again tonight. Let your word come with your power. Let there be confirmation that the word spoken is true, with miracles, signs, and wonders, deliverance, and salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we vow we will return all the glory and all the honor to you. Think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords. Let the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be mightily glorified tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we've been dealing with something very important, and I strongly believe that each time you have a revelation of what the Word of God is talking about, you enter into another realm of glory and power. Now, we have seen that the Word of God is our tool for living. It's not just a spiritual literature or a good novel. Like some people say, it's a good word. No, it's beyond good word. Amen. The Word of God is the mind of God, is the counsel of God, is the design of God, is the thought of God Himself, is the nature of God displayed in written word. Remember, it was the word that came to Mary that made Mary to conceive of Jesus. So the word of God is just not a voice. The word of God is a force. You understand what I'm talking about? So Jesus Christ said this one this way. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God doth man live. In other words, without the word of God, you are not living. You can only live and succeed on earth based upon the word of God. So living based on God's word is the only way to live a successful life, not on human effort. Everyone that is born again needs to understand this. Now, I want you to listen to this. Every born again child of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they are all designed to live an extraordinary life, an outstanding life on the earth, because of the revelation of the word of God. Now, the reason being that every redeemed of God is redeemed to manifest the beauty and the glory of God. Now, God redeemed you to show you forth how good He is, how wonderful He is, not to bring you into a religious setting. In fact, can I just say this one if you like it? Not to make you just a Christian. Now, he revealed Himself to you. He redeemed you to bring you to Himself, so that everyone that sees you will know how your Father looks like. Now, I'm not just saying that's one to just make you feel good. I'm talking about what the word says. Now, you are redeemed to live a life of marvels. Now, everyone will look at you and say, wow. Now, what do you think? What do you expect? Now, do you know it's that? Now that you don't expect more than you should expect something like that.
Right.
Now
that's
see
right.
What he said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 to 10. I'm talking about the word of God tonight. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Can you see that? Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now, many of us have not come into the reality of this, that to be born again is to get into a new status in Christ Jesus. Now, what used to be, stop being. Now, not just because you are born again, but because you are walking in the world. It is coming into a new kingdom that comes with new benefit, that comes with new blessing. It is the King revealing himself to every one of you so that you can live as if you are in heaven right now. But this cannot come to pass in your life until you depend your life on the document put together called the Word of God, the Scriptures. It is the Scripture that reveal your future, not just based upon your effort or what you think is right. Now, I have seen over the years that when you see your Christian life and you see the Word of God as the constitution of a kingdom, a constitution of the kingdom, you know that if it is a constitution, it is binding on everyone. Now, we know that in the United States, nobody is above the law. Is that right? Now, in the kingdom of God, nobody is above the constitution, which is the Word of God. Each time the word speak against sickness, sickness bow to the Word of God. Each time the Word of God speak against poverty, poverty have to bow. Each time the word speak against satanic oppression, he has to bow. Don't let anybody deceive you. The Word of God is the answer to every question of life. Can somebody say amen? Now, this is very important. If you want to excel in life, you must know what the word says concerning that issue in your life. Don't allow the enemy to mess you up. He bows to the word. He doesn't bow to your emotions. He doesn't bow to your situation. He doesn't bow to your experience. But he bows to the word of God. The Bible says that I have given you authority, power, exousia, over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall in no wise hurt you. But Bishop, you need to know what I'm going through. Now, you see, you are not oppressed because you have done something bad. You are oppressed because you don't know. Come on now, let somebody hear this. Now, because there are too many wonderful things loaded in the Word of God that I've discovered a majority of Christians are not just looking at because they don't know and they don't want to know. Now, I've seen people who don't want to become a medical doctor without going to a school. But I've seen people want to live an extraordinary life without reading the Word of God. It's not going to work. Now, every other wisdom in this world, they are limited. It is only the word of God that is eternal. Until you connect with eternal word, you can't live an eternal life. Oh, come on now. Somebody need to hear this. Yes. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 18, the scripture says, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. So that means the word of God contains wondrous genes. Each time you take in those words, there are things that begin to manifest in your life naturally when you release your faith to it. So one of the things we'll begin to talk about tonight is the breakthrough virtue that is in the Word of God. The breakthrough virtue in the Word of God. Now, I want you to understand this. Because stagnation and limitation is an anti-covenant, God has made provision to destroy everything that limits you, that stagnates your life, when you believe on the word of God and you stand on it. Amen. Now, one thing is, because it's written in the book, does not mean it's going to work for you if you don't know it and stand by it. It's useless until you read it. It's useless until you know it. The word of God creates breakthrough for you if you will take time to read and to believe it. And one thing I've discovered about the Word of God is that the more you read it, the more you want to believe it. Because it's living. The Word of God carries enough life. It is the Word of God that brings you into a place whereby the devil himself hands off on your life. Because he knows that if you stand upon the Word of God will crush him. Now, I saw something very important. Now, listen to this. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29, he said, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So that means each application of God's word is an hammer on every issue. Oh, come on now. You know how an armor will break the rock. That is how armor, I mean, God's word can break sickness and disease. I want you to see the word of God as an instrument, a tool in your life to live, a tool in your hand to succeed. Not just to read it and make you more religious so that you become so sanctimonious and everybody say, well, he knows the scripture. Now, if you don't apply and see it as part of life, God coming to you, a part of God released into your inside to live a life like God, I'm telling you, it's just ordinary paper to you. Now listen to this. In Isaiah chapter number 60, verses 1 to 3, I'm talking about the breakthrough virtues that is in the word of God. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Oh, come on, see that. Now, God is speaking to this man, and he just said, arise, because the man was down. Now, that means there is no down situation in your life that the world can raise. Arise, shine. Now, a lot of people read it, they say, arise and shine. No, that's not what the Bible says, because it's not talking to you, is commanding you. Arise, shine is a command. It's not debatable. In other words, when you are connected to God through the blood of Jesus, you are not permitted to be on the ground. He said, arise, shine. Don't ever come to God's word casually. No, come determined, expecting something. Now, if God will come into this room right now, oh, come on now. If God will come into this room right now, he won't say something different from what he said in the scriptures. So you approach the word of God with determination. If that is what he said, and remember, okay, but you say, Bishop, you need to know I'm not Isaiah. No. What I say to one, the scripture says, I say to all. Now, when God is speaking to Isaiah, in the heights of faith, he's speaking to you. Now, if you are there, he will have said the same thing to you if you are down. Don't ever allow the enemy to make a stop sign your bus stop.
Wow.
Don't allow anything that slows you down to make you that place your destination. No! Arise, shine, for thy light is come. I don't want to care how bad the situation is. The story can still change. Now listen to this. The reason we call him a savior is because he came to save. Now, if the situation is out of order, Jesus is there to rectify everything, because that is what is known for. You know a book by an author, is that right? You know a song by a composer. You know a poem by a poet. You only know Jesus by saving people. He saved the lost. He healed the sick. That is what is designed for. That is the essence of his coming here. So you cannot just say, oh, my God, I don't know why it's not working. No, it is not God's word that is not working. It is you that stop working it. Now, understand, God speaks on target. He doesn't speak according to your thinking. He doesn't speak according to the situation that you are going through. He speaks according to his size. If you know the size of the Almighty, then you have known the size of what he's doing. And because your mind can't even capture the size, so what you think is a problem is no problem before him at all. He addresses specific issues. See what he said. He said, arise, shine, because the man was down. He said, for thy light is come. Oh, come on now. He didn't say, arise, shine, because we're in church. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Remember the word say, he said, thy word is a light unto my, it's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. So God's word is the light. The entrance, Psalm 119 verse 130, he said, the entrance of thy word bringeth light and understanding unto the simple. In other words, God's word is light. And we are not talking about the light bulbs. Now, each time you read light in the scripture, it's talking about knowledge. It's talking about understanding. Darkness is talking about ignorance. Ignorance is the most powerful tool in the hand of the devil to keep you in prison. Amen. And he said, arise, shine, for my word has come to you, and my glory is risen upon you. The devil don't want you to know you carry God's glory. He didn't want you to know. Most especially when you look at what is going on around you, it makes you to conclude nothing is going on, everything is bad. No, that's not true. If every believer will know that I am carrying enough glory, I'm telling you, you will not be afraid of shame. You will not be afraid of guilt, because Amen. The glory of God in your life is a defense. He said, upon every glory, that is a defense. Amen. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23, he said, the glory that my Father has given unto me, I've given you. Can you just imagine the same glory upon Jesus, upon you, Pastor Clarence?
Amen. Amen.
You slap all the devil in town.
Amen.
You will take us and die now, and it will obey, because the same glory. And when you talk about glory, we are talking about weight. We are talking about influence. We are talking about impact. We are not talking about goosebumps. We are not talking about cloud. You know, that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about impact. And Jesus Christ said, the glory that my Father has given unto me, I've given you. And you remember that it's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he will repent of his word. So in your inside, the Spirit of God inside of you knows you carry enough glory to make an impact. Don't allow your present situation to be stronger than the word of the living God. The word of the living God came to this planet when there was nothing to show for it. The Bible says there was confusion everywhere. Maybe you don't know the word chaos means confusion. The Bible says, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. There was chaos everywhere. Now God was not looking at the chaos, because he knows he has an instrument to change stuff. Each time God speaks, the situation change. He said, let there be light. What happened? There was light. Now the same God is speaking to you as you are hearing me tonight. It looks as if they have given you a report from the hospital. It looks as if nothing is, you don't even know how to pay your bill next week. God said, I should tell you tonight, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, and because of the glory of God that is written upon you, he said, the Gentiles will come to the light of your rising. Come on now. In other words, you become a rallying point, a reference point from nowhere. Remember, this guy was already down. If he's still up, God won't say arise. This man was not noticed. And God is saying, the fact that you are in that situation does not mean I've given up on you. No. If you will allow my word, you will see a different thing completely in your life. And listen to this. God is not speaking just because he wants you to be happy. God is speaking because he's making a change in your life.
Amen.
It's time that everyone in Christ Jesus begin to celebrate our exemption status in Christ Jesus. That what is hitting them, what is destroying them, is not allowed here.
Amen.
You begin to declare, it's not just because you know it, you begin to declare because the signature of the Almighty is back of his word. He said, and the Gentiles shall come to the light of your rising. That is breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
And God is sending me to somebody tonight. You don't need to cry anymore. No, no, no. You don't need to be dying anymore. You don't need to be depressed. No, you don't need to be frustrated, because your light is come and the glory of God is risen upon you. Now, it's not that it's coming. It's already here. Now, many times you have seen believers struggling to get answer to the question of their life, because they don't really know that even in the midst of problem, God attached the solution.
Mm.
Oh, come on, you need to hear that. If you check the scripture, you discover that there is nobody in life that is in a problem and the solution didn't stay with that person. You may not see it, but that does not mean it's not in your house.
Yeah.
You see, when they were in the garden at the scene, it was from that same place that God brought an animal and he killed it. He didn't bring the animal from heaven. The animal that God skinned and he wrapped Adam and Eve with the skin, it was from there. It didn't begin from heaven, it was on the earth.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Now, you will discover that when, when Abraham was about to kill Isaac, the ram that came was just out beside him. When the widow woman was crying that the creditor has come to take all his children, the oil was in his house. When Jesus Christ was feeding 5,000, the boy that brought the two fishes and five loaves was in the camp. So in your house, you don't know what God put there. Are you crying?
And maybe that's why God is sending me to you tonight. Say, come on, stop it, boy. Mm. Stop it, girl. Yes. I am there for you. I am your savior. I can't watch you down. Mm. I can't watch you oppressed. I can't watch you depressed if you will allow me. Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and is going about doing good. So good is coming to you tonight.
Amen.
He's doing good. Now listen, every believer must see this. You may be alone in the house. You may have, locked your door at the back. You may have wet your pillow with tears. Now, behind that door is somebody that made the heavens and the earth and is watching you, just waiting for you to just say, Daddy, come in. I can't do anything anymore. But you see, many times your attention is what you are going through. Your attention is not on what the person in the house. He said, I will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. Now he told the disciples, because he knew, some of us don't see this when we read the scripture. After Jesus Christ left, there's so many stuff that was going on with the apostles. Mm. Now there was persecution. Now it's so easy to read those things, but if you know that these guys just saw their master arrested and killed. And you know that at that time they were the next target. Everybody wanted them dead. Right. And you see, Jesus Christ told them, no, go into the world. I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. That was the word that they were standing with, and they are standing on. Now, God has not changed. Why? He told you the same thing he told them. He's with you in that situation. Will you just turn tonight and just say, Jesus, I want you now. The glory that is upon my life must manifest. Now, you have to place demand on what he said. Many times, we are trying to place demand on ourselves, pressure on ourselves. I've not done so well. I've done so bad. Stop! Stop putting pressure on the word of God, not pressure on you. Don't put pressure on your mind. Don't put pressure on your spouse. Don't put pressure on your children. Put pressure on the word of God. If this is what you say, as you arise, as you shine, my breakthrough is now. If you don't put glory upon me, you won't promise it. Mm. If Jesus Christ don't release his glory upon my life, you won't promise it. Amen. If you are not with me, you won't say it. Because you are not a man, you cannot lie. If this is true and I believe it, it must manifest right now. Sickness, get out of my body.
Amen.
Don't allow the enemy to tell you he doesn't love you the way he lied to Adam and Eve in the garden. The man has not changed his strategy. He's a liar, he's a deceiver. Don't let him deceive you. Maybe you are listening to me tonight and you will just say, wow, I just saw it. Now I'm moving forward. Now I can take the next step. Now I can go back to school. Now I can go back to my job. Now I can reconcile with my family. Now I can do this. I can do that. Now I am talking to you directly. I remember there was a time when we were in the old church. This man just came to me one day, and after he had the word of God, he said he left home almost 17 years ago. Mm. Has been on the street, and he said, I had you and I want to return home. And I said, do you have a wife? He said, I have a wife. He said, what of you? He said, I have children. I said, can you give me your wife number? And he gave me the wife number. I called the woman. And the woman said, where do you get him from? I said, he's in Jacksonville. He said, no. I said, where are you talking from? He said, I'm in New Jersey. He said, we don't even know where he is. And then we began to talk. And by the grace of God, we are able to reconcile the family. And he went back. Amen. What is it that God cannot do? You are the next person. Because don't ever, you see, I know you've been out there. I know you've been on the street. I know everybody rejected you. I know you have this funny experience. Listen to this. That is why Jesus Christ is looking for you. Because he wants to use you to prove to everybody that no matter how bad, he can still change the story. Rise, shine, for your light is come. But the first step is to allow him to come in. You say, Jesus, I want you. Maybe you just hear this word tonight and you want to say, Jesus, I want you. Why don't you just say this simple prayer with me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. You saved me because you love me. Today, I'm asking you to come into my life. Come and live your life through me. From today, I give my life to you, Jesus. Come and be the Lord of my life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you have been born again and something happened
and then your relationship with Jesus have been broken, you can just say, come back. Jesus is always there. Even when you thought he's not moving, he's still there waiting. Jesus, come into my life. I release my life to you. Lord Jesus, restore me back to my original status. And from today, come and be the Lord of my life in Jesus' mighty name. You have just started something you don't even know how long it's going to take you. As you begin to fellowship with his word, the glory of the Lord that is upon your life will begin to manifest. And tomorrow's service is another opportunity for you to hear fresh word from God that will change your life. You see, listen, we're not practicing religion. We're practicing kingdom on the earth. Heaven on the earth. Come and hear the word of God that is going to change your life forever. Tomorrow's service. Pastor Jan, I can't wait.
Yes, I can't wait. Bishop. Wow. Wow. Wow, Bishop. Thank you so much for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. Yes, I want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow morning, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. The second service is at 10 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. If you get up late, come out and worship with us. Either way, if you need a ride, we'll be happy to pick you up. So give us a call and we'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. That's two services, the first one at 8 a.m. and the second one at 10 a.m. Now, we want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We want to make sure you come out because tomorrow is an awesome service. Tomorrow's service, Bishop, is our covenant day of next level. That's now, you may have gotten to one level and you may be stagnant there. We have to keep moving. We can't stay in one spot. We have to move forward. So come out to tomorrow's service, which is our covenant day of next level. And we're going to be talking with Bishop about that when we come back. Okay. But right now, we have Charles Jenkins on the way with Winning. So stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, "Winning." His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
All right, we are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now we'd like to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us live in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Clarence is here with us. Pastor Christian is here with us. Minister Thunder could not be with us tonight, so we want to give her a shout out and say, Minister Thunder, we miss you, we love you, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. And now it's time for us to move into that wonderful segment we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored here in the studio. I tell you, last week I wasn't here, but you know what? I was here in the spirit. And I was glued to every word that came through this station at this particular hour. But I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here today, because being here is something I look forward to, because this is where you get fed with the bread from heaven. But I want to thank the messenger, the one that allowed God to use him as a vessel to bring this bread to us today, which is our Father in the Lord. Thank you, sir, for being obedient and being a servant that said, you know, I will go when God sent you. We thank you. We thank God for your life. We ask that the unction over you continue to increase. Your word that came today about the word of God is so powerful. And I want to encourage every one of our listeners that this is a moment of change. You want to look at your life and look at this message that was preached a few minutes ago and see if there is anything that you need to change in your life. Because the moment of change is meant for you to make a check and balances and say, look, I might need to do some shifting around here. Maybe I need to focus a little more on the word of God. Maybe I need to read a little more. Maybe I need to make it be the last saying in my life, the final word in my life.
Amen.
Sir, you know, as you were speaking, you gave us a lot of understanding this evening, Bishop, sir. But, I as believers, we run into friends and family. They know the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
They read it. Sometimes you won't even finish a verse, and they will say the same thing that you want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But these are the same folks that we say, but. And they won't say it in words. You will see in their life.
Yeah.
The actions will dictate the doubt in the word of God. Because, you know, you will look at them, every word that they will speak, they glorify the enemy more than what the word is.
Yeah.
You told us the word is knowledge. The light, the word is light. Light is knowledge. But then if you look at darkness and you make it seem like it is more powerful than the light, then you are telling me, but.
Yeah.
So I want you to help me, because, you know, we are in a situation where we fellowship with one another.
Yeah.
There are folks in our churches that are in the same way. They have the same way of thinking.
Yeah.
They know the word is true. They are forever learning, but they will not come to the knowledge of the truth and believe that this is it. This is the word that is settled in heaven, and it will be settled in your life. How can you encourage us at this moment to be able to help each one of us? Because, you know, when we are not using the word as the final say, somebody is not doing it, and someone listening to you right now, well, I'm in a situation where I know that I believe the word, but it's not working for me because there is a but in my lips. What is your encouragement for
us?
Because the enemy is using the but to take the power of God out of you.
Okay. Now, thank you, Pastor. Now, everyone need to have this understanding. You know that in the United States today, if you steal and you are arrested, you're going to jail. You don't need to pray about it. Now, you know it's in the law. Even when you do it, you know you're going to be in trouble. Because it's the Constitution.
Right.
The Bible is the Constitution of heaven. It's not that maybe. So, okay. If you steal, you go to jail. But you don't do that.
There's no but in it.
There's no but. The next place is jail. There's any. Sometimes they give you some things you don't want. Now, now, watch this. That is the Constitution of God, the Word of the Living God. People have not been able to see that. They see it as an opinion of Isaiah.
That's it.
An opinion of Peter.
Yeah.
And they don't know that God pushed the word out of those people because they are the one available to him at that time.
Amen.
If you are available to him this time, he will speak through you. That is our God. Now, the more you fellowship with the word of God, the more your opinion
opinion doesn't matter to you again. Many times we just read it. Now, there is a difference between knowledge and understanding.
That's right.
Now, knowledge is information. And a lot of people, they have PhD in theology. It's just knowledge. Understanding is comprehension. What you have read, you can comprehend it. The moment you comprehend it, you can apply it. Now, see, if somebody comes to you, Pastor, and he just said, how many ends do you have? What is going to be your answer? Now they said, no, you lie. You lie. You look at them as if they have lost their mind.
That's right.
Now, you see, because you know you have two hands. They said, what of if? That is no what of if. You have two hands. That's if it. God said, by my stripe you are healed, that is no if.
That's it.
That is no but. Now, but many times, he said by his stripe you are healed, the pain is there. You don't talk about the pain. You talk about what is eternal. Because right. There is nothing on this earth that is not temporal. The Bible said the things that we see, if you can see 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18, he said the things that we see, in other words, the things that is within the five senses, they are temporal.
That's right.
He said, but the things that we don't see,
eternal.
They are eternal. And Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So you don't see the word, but you see its effect. So you begin to trust what he said more than what you feel. And that is the work of faith. That is what, it's not something you do one time. That's why when somebody just come to church once in a week, I look at them and I say, you don't know how many harm you are doing to yourself. And maybe you are so busy, you don't listen to nothing. You don't study the word. You don't listen to tapes. Let me tell you, I said it in church.
Yes.
Faith don't stick. Faith cometh.
And go.
And it can go. It comes by hearing the word of God. When you stop hearing, it goes.
That's it.
Doesn't stick with you because, I'm a believer, I'm a child of God now. I'm, you can spit fire today and you're pouring water tomorrow. You don't feed on the truth. That was why people like Elijah, he can call fire from heaven.
Right.
And when Jezebel came, he ran to the bush.
Same thing. Wow. Praise the Lord, Bishop. Thank you, sir. Amen. Wow. I just want to piggyback on to what Pastor Christian's saying. You know, we have those people, you know, and their belief system. And, you know, they would come to you, and like he said, they would say, but. you said something earlier. It's we are Christian, but it's not enough just to be a Christian. In this kingdom here, it's not enough to be a Christian. There are principles that we have to follow.
That's true.
You know, and that's where we get our understanding from these principles that you are teaching us, that you are giving us direction, what we should follow, how we should follow them. And a lot of times we as believers, we get this understanding, but yet and still we still use the word but. Because like you said, faith comes and goes.
Yes.
And you can have faith today and tomorrow, you know, it's like ain't nothing happening.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact myself that the word is working.
Yeah.
For those that are not, you know, I talked about being mature last week, and there are certain mature levels for all of us if we are to be saved.
Yes.
The maturity, it is, you know, those levels. How, you know, can I say how mature I am based on what I'm just saying? Not just for me, but for all of us.
You can know how mature you are when your mind is no more controlling you and the word of God is controlling you.
Amen.
Now, you see, we live in a world that is dominated by fear.
Exactly.
That's it. The Bible talks about it. It said the prince of this world has blinded the mind of many.
Yes.
And they do not believe the gospel. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Now, the truth of this is, when those fear comes and you can stand on what the word says,
that's right,
and you can carry all those burden and throw it to Jesus. Many times we just tell Jesus don't care, I will carry it. That's our problem.
That's true.
Yeah, Jesus, I know you care, but leave this one, let me carry it myself. Later I talk to you.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ said, you can carry. I knew this is coming. I know it will come, but I have told you I will stand by you. Until we come to that reality, that faith is by dwelling, reading. I said it in church.
Meditating.
Eating, drinking, Do everything with the word of God. Now, each, for example, somebody didn't read Bible today. How are you going to face the challenges that come today? It's coming.
That's true.
When you hear, take for example, some people are hearing this one. There are people every Saturday, they are on the hour of fulfillment to hear something.
That's right.
Now, in the church tomorrow, they are coming. They'll hear something. So when the enemy comes, they know what to say.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. We just want to thank God for your life.
Yes.
We at this moment want to thank our listeners. If you're just listening, you must know that this is a moment of change. And we want you to use this opportunity to change one or two things about your life and the world.
Amen.
We have an opportunity tomorrow as well, Pastor Jan. Yes. You know, when we're on the air, we don't have all the hours and the focus on you to be able to get you to move to the next level. But tomorrow is a covenant day of next level.
That's it.
Yes, it is.
So you want to join us tomorrow to be in an environment, be in that surrounding where the focus is on you, because the word is going to come for you, just you, to take you from one level to another level. So we have two services. Am I correct, Pastor Jan?
Yes, there's two services tomorrow, Pastor Christian. And the first one is 8 a.m. and the second one is 10 a.m. Thank you so much. That was The Moment of Change with Dr. Abiola Idowu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family. So now it's time for us to open the phone lines. We're actually going to give you the number to call live into the studio. If you would like Bishop to pray with you, he's standing by ready to pray with you. Give us a call live into the studio. The number to call is area code 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-831-1079. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray with you. Give us a call. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. That number to call again is 904-831-1079. So we certainly want you to come out to our services tomorrow. As we've been telling you all throughout this broadcast, we have two services. We have an early service at 8 a.m. and we also have a second service at 10 a.m. We would love to see you there. So the number to call the studio again is 904-831-1079. That number again is 904-831-1079. So now it's time for my favorite segment of the broadcast, and that is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And tonight, Bishop, we have an awesome testimony.
Come on.
Tonight's testimony is from a person that testified last week that, you know, when you're a child of God, you want to serve God, worship God, and you want to be in the assembly. Mm-hmm. You want to be in the services.
Oh, yeah.
And this person on Wednesdays, their job had a particular meeting that this person had to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were missing a lot of services on Wednesdays, or they would get there when the services maybe 10 minutes of service is over, they would come in. So, but, you know, obligation for the job. And so this person prayed about it, and he said that he, you know, was standing on the scripture, Proverbs 21:21. And that scripture says, whosoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness and honor.
Mm-hmm.
So he said the company came to him and they said that, well, he didn't have to come physically anymore, but he would still need to join them by telephone. And so he said, no, that's not going to work. He's always trusted God to give him a job where he'd be able to worship God also in the services.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood on that scripture. He stood on the word, and they came to him and they said, you know what? It's not necessary for you to be here. You're completely free.
That's it.
And
Amen.
Now he's in the services.
Amen.
Isn't that an awesome testimony?
Listen. God will give you what you desire, most especially when you want to serve him. Yes. A lot of people don't ever specify to God what the kind of job they are looking for. God just bless him. Mm-mm. Give me a job that will give me opportunity to serve you.
Mm.
Now, one thing I want you to know, that whatever you have done on this earth will end. Whatever you do in the kingdom is what lasts. Mm. Now, maybe you are hearing me right now. Maybe you say, I can't come to church because of my job. Ask him. He will reorganize everything for you, that you will serve God in such a way that you'll be happy all the days of your life.
Amen.
And I release the same blessing upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Wow. Awesome. That's authority right there.
Yes, yes. That is it, Bishop. So we're going to go over to the phone lines, Bishop. We have Sister Annette Berry on the line. Sister Annette, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Okay. Yeah, Sister and I will be praying with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory and all the praise for your daughter. Thank you, Father, Lord, because the Bible says when you open, no man can close. And when you close, no one can open. Lord, according to your word, I stand in agreement with your daughter right now. And I decree, let supernatural doors be opened to her tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This, your daughter, have been waiting for intervention for so long. Lord, tonight, doors, I command you, be open in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Berry. God bless you. So I'm going to give the number out to the phone lines again. The number to call is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So we're going back to the phone lines. We have Sister Lockett on the air. Sister Lockett, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling because I need a place to live. And I'm asking God to guide me into a place to live. My mother recently passed away. And I need a place to live, sir.
Okay. Now, you know, the Lord is already saying that you should not even bother yourself about your shelter and all that. So we talk to him. He has something he has planned for you. That's the truth. We pray and the Lord will show it forth. Father, we thank you for your daughter. Lord, the Bible says you are the one that comforts us on every side.
Amen.
Jesus, I'm asking for your daughter. You said that you are our Father. And when it comes to food, clothing, and shelter, you say you will take care of it. Jesus, I'm asking right now, where you put that shelter, the accommodation that your daughter needs, Lord, I decree, let it show up now in the name of Jesus Christ. We agree based on Matthew 18, 19 to 20, we decree that place begin to manifest in the next 24 hours. I make a decree in the name of Jesus, it will show forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Begin to rejoice, it's done.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Lockett. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, we have the next best thing and the next big thing in CREPA coming up.
Wow.
It's coming up real soon.
Amen.
Yes, it is. It's the next best thing.
Best.
Next
big
and
thing.
It's the next big thing. I'm telling you, we're talking about CREPA's anniversary. CREPA's 12-year anniversary.
Woo! Glory to God.
That is coming up August the 7th through the 11th.
Wow.
Yes, and it starts August the 7th. That's a Wednesday night. It starts at 7 p.m. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Now, Friday is going to be 10 a.m. in the morning because that's going to be a leadership conference.
Yeah.
And then at 7 p.m. Friday night also.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, it's 7 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m.
On Sunday.
Woo! It's Amen. Going to be Amen. A power-packed week. You want to come out to this? Now, the theme for this year's 12th CREPA anniversary is
Mighty Harvest, my portion.
Bishop, you have got to tell us about that.
Oh, my God. You see, now, you should know that Jesus Christ said this one. He said, I am sending you to reap where you bestow no labor. Other people labor, you enter into their harvest.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Now, in this year convention, now God is going to open your eyes to your inheritance. Mm-hmm. You see, many people in the body of Christ are struggling. Not because that is what God planned, but because they don't know. And until you can see it, it can't get into your life. So there is going to be an anointing in the house to open your eyes to the tools that you need to put together to to harvest what is originally yours. Yes. We are not, this meeting is not going to create an harvest. The harvest is already there. Mm. It's going to open your eyes to where they are so that you can go pick it up.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes, Amen. And that is CREPA's 12-year anniversary conference that's coming up August the 7th through the 11th. You're going to want to be there. Put it on your calendar. Put it in your date book. Put it in your planner. Put it on your iPhone. Put it in every smart device you have. Because you don't want to miss this convention. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. God has a word for you. So come out August the 7th through the 11th, CREPA's 12-year anniversary.
Amen.
Wow. So now I'm going to go back and give the number out to call into the studio. The phone lines are still open, so you can give us a call. Bishop is here, and he's ready to pray with you. That number to call is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Now, Bishop, all throughout this broadcast, we're inviting people to come out to our services tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, we want them to come out and be fed, come out and, you know, be under the anointing. Let the power of God, let them have an experience, an encounter with God.
Yeah.
Now, people may hear you on the radio and think, I'm here to tell them that Bishop Abiola Idowu is not a one-hit wonder. No, he's not. You hear this message, and I'm telling you, it's coming with fire.
Amen.
Imagine how it's going to be tomorrow.
Right. Oh,
so
right.
I'm telling you, you want to come out to the service tomorrow. There's a service at 8 a.m. and there's a service at 10 a.m.
That's it.
You're going to be mightily blessed.
Amen.
Yes. 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to see you there. I'm telling you, I can't wait because tomorrow's service. It's always a covenant day.
Yeah, yes.
You know, because we are covenant,
covenant people. Yes,
you know,
sir.
We are covenant people.
Yeah. That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
It's our covenant day of next level.
Next
Woo.
Level.
What?
The next level. We gotta wait.
We can't wait, but we gotta wait. Woo! I'm just excited to know I'm going to the next level.
Wow.
Next level.
Wow, I'm telling you the truth. So, Bishop, I'm going to go over to the phone lines. We have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
This is Minister Thunder. I wanted to bring you greetings.
Oh! Wow!
Woo!
All right.
You are blessed.
And highly favored.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It is
God
well with you. The Lord bless and keep you.
Amen.
What a wonderful surprise.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
See you soon.
Good.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Minister Thunder.
Yeah.
Giving Amen. Us a shout out.
Wow.
We love her and we miss her.
Awesome.
And we will see her soon. So the phone lines are still open. And if you want to give us a call, you can call us right now, live in the studio at 904-831-1079. That number to call again is 904-831-1079. So, Bishop, we were talking about tomorrow's service, and we know it's the next level, but I think we do have to give a little something. I mean, you got to tell us a little something about
it. Let me just say this one, because I can see that the light is flashing for some call. Now, people need to know that God is a king of a nation.
Yes.
And the nation is called heaven.
Yes.
And because he's king and he cannot die, all his children will remain prince forever.
Amen.
Because without the death of a king, you cannot have another king.
That's
so
right.
He decided, because he cannot die, to create another colony for his children. And he called that extension the earth.
Yeah.
So when he sent you and I to this earth, we are not permitted to be stagnant. He told the children of Israel, he said, you have dwelt on this mountain too long. He said, why don't you go into the mountains? So tomorrow, the force, the anointing of God is going to move you to the place where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
So that you become a reference point to everybody.
Wow. That is awesome. So that's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We'd like to see you there.
Amen.
So I'm going to go over to the phone lines. We have a caller on the line. It's Sister Clark. You're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I was asking for prayer.
Okay.
I'm preparing to go through a divorce and that the Lord will continue to order my steps.
Okay. We're going to pray. God is a God of wisdom. God give direction. And Father, Lord, we stand in agreement with your daughter. And I'm asking, oh God, for wisdom. When things like this happen, Jesus, you are the only hope. You are the one that give direction. you give comfort. Yes, my God and my King, I'm asking that you will give direction, you will give comfort. Lord Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will help your daughter, and daddy, you will perfect everything that concerns her, and your name alone will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Clark. God bless you. So we have another caller on the line. It's Sister Gina. Sister Gina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Gina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I want prayer for my family.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Father, Lord, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for our family. Lord, in agreement, we stand tonight. And I ask, oh God, that your blessing will rest upon this family. Lord Jesus, I decree by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, I will bless them that bless you and I will curse them that curse you. Lord, I release the blessing of Abraham upon you. And I command right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that you become unstoppable in every area of your life. Go and see the manifestation of his glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gina. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We certainly want you to don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. There's two services. The first service is 8 a.m., and the second service is at 10 a.m. That's 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., but until then, remember, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus
is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Good energy fills me, I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing, I feel the good. It's something on me strongly, if you feel me. Everybody throw your hands up and say, "Woo!" I feel the grace. I don't deserve it. It's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me. If you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning.
Thank you, God.
To get it in. No, I'm not playing. This is my trend. No, I'm not perfect. I wanna get it right.
So I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop. Ooh. Hands. Yeah. I feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good.
Okay. The ultimate gospel experience. 300 CU Jacksonville and WKSL.
What was the replay
to reach the new Praise 107.9?
It's time for the Emerging Leaders Group program with Prophet and Prophetess McClinton and Jay Graham. Be prepared to call in your comments and prayer requests soon. Now, here's the Emerging Leaders Group program.
Well, good evening, Jacksonville. It is amazing that we are in the studio on this evening. It feels like we haven't been here forever, but we've missed about a couple weeks. And we actually really missed you guys.
Yes, yes.
So we're glad to be in the studio tonight. Of course, this is Prophetess Delisa McClinton, and I'm in the studio with
Brother Paul McClinton.
And CJ Graham.
And we are live. So we're here to take your prayer request tonight. And that number is 904-831-1079. Again, that's 904-831-1079. And tonight we're continuing on with taking a closer look. I believe this is number 5.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, number 5 with take a closer look. Mm-hmm. So let's delve right into what we're talking about here.
All right. So I was actually been holding on to this one for a little bit because we've been out for a couple weeks at least. And so and then I just got some stuff added to it today. really it's about faith, taking a closer look at faith. And so a lot of times when we're reading the scripture on faith, you know, faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, we quote that a lot. But one of the things that I like to do because of the teacher in me is, and I love to read and I love words. So I looked up the definition of some of the words in this scripture. And the first one that stood out to me was substance. It says that faith is the substance. And so the definition of substance is the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence. When you think about tangible is something that you can touch, that you can feel, that you can hear, that you can speak, that you can say, whatever it is. Okay. Then I looked up the word evidence, the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence is something that's available, the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or information or proposition is true or valid. Anything that helps to prove that something is true or not true. So when you think about faith, when we're asked to walk in faith, when we're asked to believe by faith, that means that there's something tangible. Yes. And there has to be evidence. Yes. on whatever it is that we're believing.
Yes.
Okay, whatever it is, the foundation of my faith, yes, there has to be something tangible and there has to be something that's evident, some information, something, a proposition, something that's backing up what it is that I believe. So to add to that, today because I thought it was two separate topics, but then the prophet Elijah came to mind to me in talking about what I got. Okay, so the phrase that I got was that the brook is drying up. Okay, and we know with Prophet Elijah that he was at the brook. The ravens were feeding him. There was water. God was taking care of him. But how many of us know that even in those moments, even in those seasons where we're getting enough, okay, sustenance, when we're getting enough, that's still not God's best for us. And so with this whole thing about the brook is drying up, that means that it's time to move on. Yeah. It's time to now walk in a tangible faith. It's time to demonstrate some type of evidence of what we're believing God for in our lives, okay? Because the brook is drying up. So God is saying, all right, so now I need you to start moving. So that thing that you've been praying about, that thing that you've been believing me for, that thing that you've been walking in faith, okay, intelligently, I need you to start putting some action to it. I need you to start putting some tangible evidence to your faith to demonstrate to me, says God, that you believe what I'm saying. Okay? Because we walk by faith. Walk is an action, right?
It is.
Action. And so, let me make it plain for you. If you're in a marriage that's not right right now, but you're believing God to restore your marriage, okay? What can you be doing if you're believing, if you're having faith that your marriage is going to be restored? What can you be doing? What tangible things can you be doing to demonstrate that you're believing God for the restoration of your marriage? If you're believing for financial increase, if you're believing for business, if you're believing for ministry, anything that God has spoken over you, okay? The season for just getting by, the season for just doing enough, okay? The season for just having enough is over. The brook is drying up. It's time to now move to the next level. It's time to move to the next dimension. And we demonstrate that we believe what God is saying by walking in faith. And so what is that tangible thing that you can be doing to demonstrate your faith to God, to demonstrate that you believe what he said, to demonstrate that you hear him, and that you're going to go ahead and walk in it as if it's already done? How are we going to do it? What are you going to do? And each one of us knows personally for ourselves what that looks like in whatever area that we're believing God for. All right, I'm going to let pause. And
I think that in marriage, you have to be able to look back at the foundation and look back at the beginning. When you first started, I really had a great passion for get my wife gifts and cards and writing poetry and showing what I had on the inside. It was just like getting the Holy Ghost, I was just so excited. I couldn't do enough to show her that I was in love. I'm in love and I love you. So I wanted to communicate that, but we also had the Word of God, so we were able to get into the Word and fellowship. And Lester Lisa was tired; she had to go to sleep. we got into the Word. I would get a revelation, and just to get a compliment from her was different from getting a compliment from the pastor or the minister. This may be the woman I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. You know. So and that she's spiritual, she speaks in tongues as the Spirit God give utterance. She's sanctified, and she's walking in the prophetic ministry. That I saw that she was a prophetess, and that she, you know, that she could see the future, and that she could see the past and the present, and that we were getting to know each other and spending time with each other, and you know, we were able to avoid when we got angry at each other, or you know, something happened or whatever. We were able to overcome, and we were able to keep praying. And there was a choice I had to make. I had to tell someone else I wasn't interested in them anymore. You know, that I'm in love with Delisa McClinton. I'm in love with Delisa Harrison. I'm not going to be able to talk to you no more. And do you have our phone number so I can call? So I think that it's like trying to get back to the foundation, but I think that both people have to be able to work at it. Mm-hmm. So not just one person can do it. So it's like, you know, like going to dinner, going to the places where it's for the other person. You know, not for yourself, not what we both going to enjoy, not like our spot, but something that she enjoys. So, you know, sometimes there's a separation. So, you know, you have to start all over again. You can't be frustrated. You gotta be able to put the fire extinguisher on that frustration, and you just gotta keep going until it breaks through. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep on showing love. You gotta keep on demonstrating the mysteries of the gospel mm-hmm. in this marriage thing, because it's the body of Christ mm-hmm. and Jesus is the bridegroom. So we represent Christ. Mm-hmm. So and the wife represents the church. So we gotta keep on going. Like when we wake up in the morning, the Lord is still speaking mm-hmm. to you. Mm-hmm. The Lord is still telling you that I love you. Just mm-hmm. keep going. You may not feel worthy, but I love you. Mm-hmm. So just keep going. Keep going.